Your SEO mentor, Garrett Pearson, is pleased to bring you totally awesome SEO and social marketing content direct from the all-new feature-rich YourSEOMentor.com. Learn it, love it, do it.
Hello, everyone. Garrett Pearson here, your SEO mentor, and you're here for my Monday interview series. Welcome and thank you for being here. Today, I have the opportunity to interview myself, Garrett Pearson, the interviewee that I was going to interview. That fell through, which is okay. I have the opportunity to interview myself, and actually, that's a good thing because I've had a lot of listeners and people that follow me and friends ask, well, Garrett, you're doing these great interviews with some of great experts in the SEO and social media communities and industries, but we don't know a lot about you. So this is a great opportunity for me to tell you all a little bit about myself and tell you why I do these interviews and kind of go through what these interview series are all about. So thank you for this opportunity, and hopefully you guys will stick around to listen. And I'm going to make this very quick and to the point, so don't worry. I try to make these interview series and podcasts very, very short and to the point, 20 minutes at the most, so that you guys will stay focused and really enjoy what I have to talk about with those that I interview. And if you haven't taken a listen to some of my other interviews with, for example, Jordan Casteller, Dave Schneider, Dave Harry, and my mom, go take a listen to those here at YourSEOMentor.com. Also, you can listen to these interviews that I do weekly on your iPod through iTunes. So just simply click on the free iTunes submission button at YourSEOMentor.com, and that'll take you through the process. It's very easy, and you can get these up to date on your iPod and listen to them when you want. So take a look at that. Why do I do these interviews? Well, first of all, I think it's a great opportunity to get to know some of the experts in the SEO and social media industries. They might not consider themselves experts, and maybe you don't consider them experts, but I do, and so I like to interview people that I follow, that I like to read their content, and that have great programs. So within these interviews, I always ask an introduction question, and that question is for the person that I am interviewing to tell us a little bit about themselves that maybe their readers or their followers or people don't know about them, like their background in the SEO or social media industry, and their family, whatever it is, we want to know a little bit more about them. So I think that's fun because a lot of times we get to know these people and we get to know their expertise, but we don't get to know a lot about them. So that's always a fun question. So I'll ask that question to myself. And my background's pretty simple. You know, I'm a 26-year-old that loves search engine optimization and social media and anything that has to do with online marketing. And I really got my start about 3 to 4 years ago. I was actually in the healthcare industry and running a physical therapy business and helped start that. And I was actually an administrator of a assisted living facility. And so I've been in the healthcare industry for quite a while, and just I really enjoyed it. But about 3.5 years ago, I broke my ankle. And it really set me back. I was bedridden, or couch-ridden, I guess you can say, for almost a month. And so I sat there, and at that time, our physical therapy company needed a website. So I sat there with my broken ankle and started dabbling a little bit with design, and designed the website and did a pretty good job. And during that time, you know, I thought, well, geez, we've got this website up there, but nobody can see it. Nobody's visited it, etc., you know. So how do I get our website so people can find it? So that's when I stumbled upon, you know, search engine optimization, and just started reading my guts out about search engine optimization and really learning a lot. And then I started doing search engine optimization for the therapy website I built. And then me and my dad put together MyBlueGadgets.com, which is a Bluetooth headset website where we sold Bluetooth headsets. And we've since sold that website and got rid of it. But I really played a lot with that website, doing, you know, a lot of online marketing, email marketing, pay-per-click marketing, you know, search engine optimization, and really got to love online marketing and search engine optimization. Then I got a couple clients just off to the side and did some mentoring and started learning a lot about, you know, online marketing and search engine optimization. And also, you know, obviously got into a lot lately with the social media. And so, you know, that's kind of how I fell into the industry. I am a proud husband, my wife Lindsay, and we just 2.5 months ago had our little baby girl Grace. We call her Gracie. And a lot of you might remember the SEO baby contest. I'll have a link to that. You can watch that video my wife put together. I've actually had some people that I don't even know write me and say, man, that video made me cry and I don't even know you or your little baby girl. So take a look at that. But that was fun. So that's a little bit about me. I'm a big sports nut. I'm a big, huge Chicago Cubs fan. And I'm a big, huge Green Bay Packers fan. And so I love sports, played sports in high school, and just I love life, I love people, I love building new relationships. So that's a little bit about me. And when I'm interviewing people, I also go into some of my main questions, you know, what they really like about their industry. And I'm so far I've interviewed a lot of guys in the SEO industry. I'm going to be interviewing a lot more people in the social marketing industry, online marketing, basic marketing industry, and I'm very excited about that. I ask them what they really enjoy about their industry, and for me, I love, you know, the competitiveness of this industry and search engine optimization. Some people like to play, you know, video games all the time. You know, for me, I like to get rankings in Google. And that's what I love about search engine optimization. And for social media, you know, I love to be able to build relationships and relationships of trust with those in the industry and with my customers and with, you know, people that I meet through social networking and such. So that's another really main question that I like to ask. The other one that I always ask is, if you could give one gold nugget of advice to a newbie in the SEO and social media industries, what would it be? And I've had some great answers from those that I've interviewed so far. But one really good gold nugget that I would give to those in that's entering into, you know, search engine optimization, social media, or online marketing, whatever it is, you know, that is patience. Patience and persistence. You know, if I would have, when I first started with that therapy company and built that website and started doing search engine optimization and just given up, I would never be where I am right now. I would have never got the rankings that I got for that website and for the websites that I've done for myself, for clients, for those that I've mentored. You know, and it's all about being patient and being persistent. One of the hardest things to do is link building. And, you know, you've just got to be patient, you've got to be persistent, and you cannot be afraid to ask. And when it comes to social media, that's the other thing. You cannot be afraid to ask. You've got to be able to be confident in yourself and just ask and build relationships of trust. So those would be my, you know, gold nuggets for all of you newbies and even those that are, you know, struggling right now to either make a living in search engine optimization or social media or online marketing. Just be patient and be persistent. Another question I ask is, in your opinion, what is the most exciting trend in the SEO and social media industry today? Well, to me, the most exciting trend in search engine optimization is the opportunity we have to, you know, build new programs, new whatever, if you call them plugins for WordPress, if you call them, you know, add-ons for, you know, Firefox, really great tools to help us, you know, not automate, but make search engine optimization and what we do with our optimizing more efficient. And for those that have been in the industry for a long time know that it's totally evolved and it's getting better. So some of those new tools and plugins that we're able to use, that's a really exciting trend for search engine optimization. A really exciting trend for social media today, to me, would be you know, just the opportunity to really build relationships and build relationships that last a long time. You know, some of the people that I have been meeting through Twitter, through Facebook, through some of these social networking and media sites, those relationships with these guys are you know, going to be long lasting. And we're able to help each other, where before we were, the only place we would have been able to meet would be through a conference, you know, or over the phone, which this is just instant opportunities to meet people. And a great example for that is, you know, I now kick ass because I'm on Alltop at seo.alltop.com, you know, and I'm pretty proud of that, you know, and that's all because I sent a message through one of these social networking sites to Guy Kawasaki, talked with him for a little while, and had the opportunity for him to put up my, you know, yourseomentor.com at his seo.alltop.com. And that all happened through social media. It's just very, very powerful. And another question I ask is, with the rise of social media, how do you see the web changing in the next year or two? Well, the web changes almost weekly, and new things pop up, and new sites pop up. But how I think the web is going to change is, I think that people are going to, just for this exact example that I gave, are going to be able to connect a lot easier with people that you'd never be able to connect to any other way. It's just another tool and channel that we're able to use to build up our business, to build up others' businesses as well. Another question I like to ask is, what is your favorite social media site online and why? Well, I think mine is Facebook. And the reason why is because it is viral marketing and almost viral friendship. You are able to, you know, you make one friend and then you can make many, many other friends that you would have not found just because of that one friend. And through Facebook, you're able to send, you know, messages on each other's walls. You're able to send direct messages, and you can even send, you know, video messages, which is just really cool. And you can see what people are doing, what they're up to, what they do for a living, and really build relationships and build your business. Another question I ask is, who are some of your favorite people in the SEO and social media industry that you continually follow online? And this is a hard question for a lot of people that I've interviewed so far, because there's so many people that they follow and that they continually enjoy to follow. But some of the people, you know, that I really enjoy following, that I think are experts, that I think have very valuable content. When it comes down to it, I follow people and continually really, you know, focus on these people that give wonderful content. And some of those people are, you know, Dave Harry, who I've interviewed, you know, Jordan Casteller, Dave Schneider. And that's why those were some of the first guys that I interviewed, because those are some of the guys that I continually follow. You know, Aaron Wall from SEO Book. He's got some really great content. Lee Oden. And so all you guys know, I will not be interviewing next week. I'll be out of town all this week to a conference down in Vegas. It's the Podcast Secrets reunion with Alex Mendozian and Paul Culligan. And I'm really excited for that. And those are two guys I follow as well. And I'll also be going to the New Media Expo. I have the opportunity to interview, not this next week, but the next week, Lee Oden. And he is just an awesome, awesome guy when it comes to search engine optimization and online marketing. And he is just, to me, a very big authority. And I have the pleasure of interviewing him. So stay tuned for that. That's going to be great. He's a big person that I like to follow. All of the guys from SEO Moz are great. Search Engine Journal, you know, just some great writers. Some of the women that I like to follow, you know, Brandy Eddings, the social media mom, Kristen Munson, just some great people, you know, and one of my favorite people that always has great content and really sticks to the technical side of stuff in the SEO industry is Bill Slowski. He is awesome. And another person that comes to mind is, you know her as SEO Smarty, Ann Smarty. She has just got some awesome, awesome content and, you know, really sticks to helping people learn search engine optimization. So those are some of the people. I've left out a lot. You know, I don't have a lot. I don't want to spend any more time on that, but just some great people to follow. Great mentors, great experts in the industry. Another thing that I like to do is I like to ask a little bit more personal questions, not necessarily personal, but questions that are mainly towards that person that I'm interviewing. So like if they're speaking at a conference, what they're going to be doing, if they're putting on a conference, something that they're doing within the industry, and I like to talk about that. And then I ask them if, you know, if the listeners would like to find out more about their services online, that they can tell us where to go and find out more. So, you know, that is why I do the interviews, just to get to know these people, get some great content, some really gold nuggets from them, some good information and tips, and you know, they've really been successful so far. So today, hopefully, you've learned a little bit more about me. You can follow me at yourseomentor.com if you're listening to this on iTunes or somewhere else. You can also take a look at my training course at learnseolive.com, where I teach step by step, you know, mainly for beginners. It's an SEO training website where I do video tutorials of exactly how to do search engine optimization. And why I did that is because, you know, I read hundreds and hundreds of ebooks, it seems like, and great information. Nothing wrong with ebooks, but I'm a visual learner and like to see things. And so that's why I put together that video training course where I go step by step, and I'm revamping it a little bit. So you might see a little couple errors over there at learnseolive.com, but that's okay. It should be up and ready within the next couple weeks, and it's really going well. And it's only $37, a one-time payment, so you can't beat that. You know, I do a lot of mentoring. I do a lot of software, you know, just cool things to help people be more successful. I work with the guys over at TrustGuard and helping them, and great guys, and, you know, helping improve online conversion, helping people really build their business online. And so you can also, I've got my new website up at garrettpearson.com. That's GarrettPearson.com. You can see my current projects, read a little bit more about me, and follow me on Twitter. All my things that you can follow me on these social media sites are over there at GarrettPearson.com. Taking enough of your time, thank you for listening, and stay tuned in 2 weeks for my Monday interview series with Lee Oden. Thank you all.